Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday afternoon. We're grateful for God having mercy upon us and giving us the free gift of eternal life. If it weren't free, I'd have nothing to have brought before him to atone for my sins. The Bible said man in the very best state is altogether vanity. We're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have a sinful, shameful, depraved, Adamic nature. At the similitude of Adam, all of us are born with that fallen, depraved nature. That's why the price had to be paid of something we couldn't pay within ourselves. And God commended his love towards us, and that while we're sinners, Jesus died the death of a sinner, but yet he knew no sin, but became sin. Thank God for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So I got justified, not by anything that I've done, but what he done for me and in me, when he quickened me and made me alive and gave me the free gift of eternal life. I'm glad I'm saved, and I'm eternally saved. God don't have any 30, 60, or 90-day plans. If he did, it wouldn't be eternal. It'd be, on course, some type of a bargain where if we do this or do that, we can go to heaven, and that, of course, would be by works. And the Bible said it's not by works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're saved by God's unmerited favor, his love that he commended toward us, and that while we're sinners, Jesus died the death of a sinner, yet he knew no sin, but became sin for you and I, that we might be made or become the righteousness of God in him. Now I've been made righteous or right because of my broke heart, my contrite spirit. Nothing could I bring to him to atone for my sins. It took his shed blood, the life-giving flow of the body is the blood. He sacrificed himself, God's lamb, without spot, without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world. He died for us, died for the sin of the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever listeneth, believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm not talking about easy believerism. I'm not talking about mind and mouth. I'm talking about heart. That is the inner person, immortal person, eternal person, soul and spirit house in your earthly tabernacle, your body. There's an eternal man, a spiritual man inside that body. And beloved, he's the eternal part. That's the part that you believe. That is the heart of the soul. For the heart man believeth, and the righteousness with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can only go to heaven by experiencing new birth. That is being born again. The Bible said, not the corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm talking about having a personal experience in grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Something you don't deserve, something you cannot obtain within yourself. God commended his love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Jesus died for us, and through his atoning blood, we can have reconciliation back to God Almighty through the blood of his cross. And he said, therefore, as ambassadors of Christ, we have the ministry of reconciliation. It's our responsibility, our duty, our obligation as a born-again believer. If you're in that boat, whether it is where you're genuinely saved, you have an obligation, responsibility, a duty to get out in the highways, the byways, the hedges, and compel them to come in. They cannot help themselves. They're blinded by the godless world. They're dead in trespass and sin. No life, no light in them. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. They've got to be transformed and changed. They've got to get out of the darkness they're in, brother. And they've got to see the light of the Lord in you. Our lights ought to shine, and others may say good works, and glorify the Heavenly Father that's in heaven. You've got to get out and labor if you're saved. You're not laboring to get saved. You're laboring because you are saved. The Bible said we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And so we're created, Christ Jesus born in us, and we're created to get out, beloved, and to labor. God help us to really get out and put out a wholehearted effort to labor. Jesus said the fields are white and ready to harvest, but the laborers are few. He said, pray therefore the Lord of harvest and send forth the laborers. Now you can't labor, beloved. You can't be a laborer of the Lord Jesus till you get, beloved, born of a new nature. Divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and salvation, the gift of God. Salvation by grace, through faith, and that by yourself, the gift of God, not of works, that any man should boast. Salvation is completely and absolutely and positively paid for and full at Calvary. What we do on our behalf is repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Everyone must repent. We're not talking about this being sorrowful that sin caught up with you. Beloved, I was in that kind of shape, but my sword faced that. I saw that God was sold. I gave up myself. I surrendered my will to his will. always knew who he was, from a little boy all the way up, a young teenager, and a young man. I knew he died for me. I knew God raised him from my bed. My mama told me about him, and I knew there was something special about his name. But I wasn't saved. I was about 23 years old. I finally come to a place where I gave myself up, and I asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner. I repented of my sin. I was broke and contrite, sorrowful, and after a godly sorrow. The Bible said, the godly sorrow, what can repentance not be repented of, and not the sorrow of the world? Brother, when I sought after godly sorrow, I had a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Brother, he cleansed me, had mercy upon me, saved me, changed me with his divine nature in me. Old things passed away. All things become new to me, brother, when I got saved. And I'm glad Jesus found me where the Baptists did. Most Baptists need a dose of salvation, like all these other denominations, brother. They're just religious and lost. They've got a head, not a lip service, and an empty heart. But with a heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. When I got saved, nobody had to tell me to quit my smoking, my drinking, my cussing, my gambling, my right to sleep. And brother, I didn't quit it. It quit me. Desire to do those kind of things just slipped me. That's the God truth. I've not done those things, brother, since I got saved. I smoked for a few weeks after I got saved. And that's God to help me, forgive me, and give me a desire to tough them down. And I put out an effort, and he gave me a desire and took my desire away from me, brother. And I've not smoked, puffed, drank, nor cussed, nor gambled in 44 years. Brother, how wonderful that it is. Now, that didn't have anything to do with my salvation. My salvation come by my broke heart and my contrite spirit, not by works, brother. I gave myself up. I got ashamed that I'd sinned against God. I asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner, and said I'd live for him. Gave up my will to his will. Brother, when I surrendered myself and I cried out to him for salvation, the psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry. There's not all his troubles. When I got saved, brother, I couldn't hardly wait to get to church. I beat the housekeeper there sometime. Me and my little family had 7 youngins. I got 20 grandbabies. And I'm loving every moment of it. Wish I had 25. But nevertheless, we got 20 wonderful grandbabies and 7 children. And I beat the housekeeper a lot of times that I was so eager to come. We didn't have number, of course, 1 bathtub in the house. And I said, wall to wall furniture, wall to wall kids. That was some happy times. And still happy today. Beloved, we had Jesus. My little sweet wife was saved that after me. And we had a good home there. My children, all of them but one, and she'll be back, come to the church where I pastor. They bring their babies and listen real good, and God dealing with them. Some of them saved, and the rest of them will be. But that's between them and God. That's a personal thing. It's a personal relationship. You don't talk people into salvation if I'm just trying to work on their emotions and convince them. The Holy Spirit's got to do that, brother. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Nobody's going to get saved without divine intervention, without God dealing with our heart. Brother, he's got to speak to them. He's got to deal with them. Brother, he does that by the preaching of his word. The Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. There's no Bible belief. There's no saving grace. Now it's our divine preaching, brother. It must come from heaven. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. I'm well aware of that, brother. I don't try to preach without him. I don't try to testify without him as much as I'd like to. If God don't give me his presence and an unction from him, brother, I just leave it alone. I try to live in front of people a life that I feel like would be pleasing, acceptable unto God, and be the life that the Lord's called me to be. The way you live is a love preaching within itself. Brother, if you practice what you preach and you try to do the things that God wants you to do, brother, and be loving and kind and compassionate, brother, and sincere and genuine in front of lost people, they recognize that, brother. They realize that although they're not saved, they recognize right and truth. In reality, brother, in kindness and humility and sincerity, brother, it's all right. Jesus is the light of the world. If you've been saved, you've got the light of God in you, and you need to let your light so shine that others may see your good works and glorify the Heavenly Father. God didn't call us to condemn anything and everybody. They're already condemned, but he called us to give them hope and tell them that there's forgiveness. Yes, sir. All manner of sin, he said, and blasphemy is forgivable. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin, brother. And brother, if you come with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, he said, don't you sin, we're scarred They'll be washed as white as snow, but the red light crimson, praise God. They'll be made as wool. I guarantee you, brother, if your broken contrite, I don't care what your past is, I don't care what your present is, brother, I'm glad that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. It can and will not get alive in you, brother, if you don't get broken contrite. When you do that, you surrender yourself to the will of God. You ask God to have mercy upon you as a sinner, not tongue in cheek, but with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. I guarantee you, you'll hear your feeble cry, brother, and he'll save you and forgive you for every sin you've ever had under his blood. Put in his sin forgiveness, never be brought to his remembrance anymore. That's what forgiveness is all about. He'll put a divine nature in you, God in you, Christ in hope of glory. I can promise you and guarantee you, all life will change, brother. You won't have to worry about quitting, they'll quit you. When you get saved, the Bible said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things pass away, all things become new to you when you get saved. I'm talking about born again, not the corrupt seed, that's the flesh, but incorrupt seed, that's the word of God, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. When you get genuinely saved, brother, I'll guarantee you, I can promise you it happened to me. I know that it did, brother. My life's been changed for 44 wonderful years, and I get saved by doing good and being good and quitting this and quitting that. And when I come to him with that bold heart, that contrite spirit, Jesus said, except, there is no other exception, except you repent. Genuine repentance means you broke, you contrite, you see yourself as a sinner, beloved, and you acknowledge the fact, take Jesus as your Savior. You'll have to do that. The only name under heaven, you among men, where all the world must be saved, beloved. You can't get saved without knowing him personally, without the forgiveness of your sin. You must be born again. Not a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the word of God that liveth. Listen to him and abide forever. Jesus said, you must be. You've got to be born of a new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's called the operation of faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The simplicity of the gospel, it's not complicated. Jesus died for sinners, Paul said, of whom he was chief. Chief among the sinners, he considered himself to be, because he was blasphemous. He was really ignorant of what he was doing. He thought he was doing God a favor. Beloved, his blinded mind, he was religious, just too religious, and lost. Had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, beloved. He wanted to do the right thing. He thought he was doing right now, persecuting the Christian, putting them in jail, and consenting them to be and be stoned and being killed, beloved. But God had mercy upon him, and God broke his heart and spoke to his heart and dealt with him and made himself known to him. He got converted. He's a prince of all preachers, 14 to 27 book in the New Testament. Listen, he was a man, I believe, after God's own heart. He saw himself as a sinner and a need for a Savior. God saved him. That's the only way you can get saved. I don't care what you do, how much you try to do. Brother, that's not sufficient. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, the only thing that can cleanse you from your sin. You're a sinner. He's a Savior. Acknowledge that. Repent. Give up yourself. I promise you, the work's done, the blood shed, the price is paid, and it's saved you, just like y'all guarantee that it will. In a seam of time, it just might go right to us now and pray for us. And God bless you as I pray in his name. Amen.